Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. And coming up later today in the Missouri legislature, a measure from our next guest will be heard in House committee. It would address legalized sports gaming in the state and deal with one of the roadblocks that has kept it from passing, video gaming terminals. Joining us now, Crystal Quaid, minority leader in the Missouri House of Representatives. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us specifically what your measure would seek to do.
Yeah, so I have a bill hearing today that will do two things. One, legalize sports wagering in the state of Missouri, and secondarily, regulate these video lottery terminals, as you had mentioned, that we are seeing pop up in every corner of our state, and it would increase or create new funding for public education as well as public safety in our state.
What has been the hangup for sports gaming so far?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we have some Republican lawmakers in the Senate who have tied up sports wagering with the regulation of these video lottery terminals. And while they are seemingly different issues, we have some people who have combined them together, claiming they will not let the sports betting go through without the legalization and regulation of these machines.
Why do we need this?
Well, you know, we have, of course, all across our state, Missourians who are going to our neighboring states, and those states are benefiting from the revenue coming in around sports betting. It's clear that Missourians are just going across the border to do that. And so we need to allow this freedom in our state, like nearly every other state who touches Missouri does. And then with the second piece of it, you know, these video machines that are popping up in every gas station in neighborhoods, they're all over the place. And, you know, there are some folks who believe that these are already illegal, but no one is doing anything about them. What my bill does is regulate them and get them out of sight so that children are not seeing them. We have distance around our schools, making sure that they're behind separate walls in these gas stations, so they're not just everywhere. And I've been contacted about that issue almost more than any other issue in the past couple years.
So beyond the machines, which have held this up, how do you get this passed? Now, sports teams, as we know, around the state are collecting signatures to get this on the ballot as a constitutional amendment. Are there changes that would have to be made to the law if the voters pass the amendment?
Yeah, so, you know, we obviously know with this amendment that voters want this. And it's my belief that as legislators, we should be and can be passing bills that the voters want instead of having, you know, all of this work and energy go into an initiative petition. I'm a huge supporter of that. And so, of course, if the legislature doesn't get this done, then I believe that that's going to move forward. But here's the thing, you know, as lawmakers, we should be doing our jobs, getting this done, making sure that we're putting the appropriate regulations in place, collecting the revenue, how we think is going to best benefit the state's budget, and get done and listen to what the voters want us to do.
Representative Quaid, I'm curious, I'm referring to a SLU YouGov poll that was done earlier this year that looked at this very issue, both sports betting and video gaming machines. And you're right when it says that a majority of people approve of the sports betting. On the video machines, there's a little bit of a difference between you know, where people want these machines. A lot of people say, okay, it's okay for truck stops and fraternal organizations and things like that, but they really, there weren't as many people that wanted them in, for example, convenience stores. Would you expect that to be a sticking point in this?
Yeah, what I've done with this bill is, you know, there's lots of different versions floating around about how we regulate these machines. And what I really tried to do with this proposed legislation is to not make anyone happy and really try to do what is best for our communities and listening to the folks on the ground. You know, in Springfield, where I represent, our city has actually completely banned them as a municipality. And I believe that cities should have the freedom to do so if that's what their folks want. But what we do know is that people don't like them everywhere. And that's what we're seeing right now is law enforcement do not feel like they have the tools to go after these guys. Prosecutors are very rarely doing anything about it if the law enforcement does get involved. And so at the end of the day, there really is no regulation happening and it's just a free reign for these machines everywhere. And so what I'm trying to seek to do is to put some parameters in place and make sure that we're able to collect that revenue that's out there.
I think a big question for people would be, where does the revenue go? And I know that in general, you talked about it being discussed, but is there an indication as to what this would help in terms of the state?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we look at this particular bill, when we do the sports wagering, that is going to go to public education. And that's how it is outlined in our Constitution when we're dealing with things in the lottery section. What my bill does differently than others that we have seen discussed in Jefferson City is regarding these amusement device machines. We have actually created, and without getting in the wonky policy pieces of it, a new definition that allows us to take that money and direct it to areas of public safety. And so what that means is salary increases for law enforcement, making sure that we're giving the benefits and being able to support our law enforcement officers to continue to hire, because we know we have a huge shortage in that industry. And so this bill does two things. It's the public education piece and public safety.
Let's look realistically at the possibility that this will pass, because you're running up against a deadline. We're getting to the end of the session at this point, and today is a hearing in the House.
Yeah, so I will say that when the leadership wants to get something done, I believe I've seen a bill finish to end in less than a week, so it can happen. But you're exactly right. You know, this late in the session, it's probably very unlikely that it get done because it's not a huge priority for the Republican leadership right now. But my big goal here, you know, if we're not able to pass it, is to really begin the discussion in a different way. As mentioned at the start of this, we have some legislators who are conflating these issues and really just being stubborn children and holding up roadblocks instead of moving these conversations forward, which is what we know the citizens want us to do. So I'm hoping that today's hearing can elevate the conversation and really change the way that we talk about this and show folks that there is a compromise and we don't have to let this political posturing get in the way of freedoms that Missourians want.
Legalized betting nationwide. 38 states have legalized it. Representative Quaid, are we losing money to those other states?
We absolutely are. And, you know, unfortunately, Missouri is often one of the last to do some things. And this is one of those. Every single one of the states that touch Missouri, except for Oklahoma, have legalized this. And we, you know, there's been a range of numbers of how much money we are thinking that folks are losing. But the estimated income that Kentucky has from their first year of implementation is around $25 million a year. And so obviously that's not all Missouri money, but we know we have Missouri folks going over there. So we do know that we're losing revenue here. And as folks have heard time and time again, our public education system and, you know, our teachers are the lowest paid in the country. Our public schools are 49th in the country for funding. We've got to come up with creative solutions for that.
House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid, thank you so much for being with us on KMOX this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.